The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chris. The Badgers are 5-1 in conference play and 8-2 overall. Wisconsin hosts Northwestern on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, I thought that we had a productive bye week last week, and it's it was good to get back with the team and start our preparations. And we need to have a good week of prep against, you know, be ready to play a good, very good Northwestern team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, obviously with 2 weeks left in the season, your team still has everything to play for in terms of both division titles and potentially a berth in the Big Ten title game. You know, how do you handle that with your team, and is that something you approach, or do you just kind of look at things one game at a time and try to take care of business?
I think that be much more the latter, and that I think that I've always believed that, you know, you play the season, and those are great and unique opportunities, and you need to, I think, to enjoy the season and to get the most out of it, you need to be in the moment. And I think that you earn the right to play another game, and that's if you're bowl eligible, and then, you know, you keep playing, and if you win, then you earn the right for more opportunities. And so all of that's a byproduct of being in the moment, and I think that's the best way to maximize the season, and I think to enjoy the season, enjoy the, you know, the days leading up to the game, and certainly you want to enjoy the game and put all you can into it, and so I think it's much more the latter that you talked about.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one.
Coach, as your team is working to prepare for Northwestern, what have you seen on film, and what do you think will be some of the key matchups this weekend between different position groups in the contest?
Well, I think, you know, they're a really unique combination, and they play good football, and I think that it's for a number of reasons. I think they've got very good football players, and I know they're really well coached, and with that, I think comes the confidence, and so they play fast, and you know, I think, you know, they're running the ball extremely well right now, and I think that always presents a challenge, you know, for our defense. You know, I think they're special teams. You can see again the schemes are good schemes, and players know them, understand them, and therefore, you see the execution. I think that would be the one thing I'd say about Northwestern is you can see what they're trying to do, and then the players go execute it. And that's players knowing what to do, how to do it, and I think it's, you know, sign of good coaching. And, you know, they play extremely tough, and I think, you know, the stats back it up, but you don't have to look at the stats to know. Defensively, they're playing well, and I think, again, they've got some very special players, and I think the whole group knows what each one's doing and trusts that they're doing that, so they focus on their job, and I think it's a good team. I mean, they're 8-2, you know, and they've earned that, and it presents some great challenges for our team, but out of challenges come great opportunities.
Coach, your team obviously had the chance to take the bye last week and work on a few things, try to heal up some injuries. How do you think that bit of rest and kind of respite will help you here in this final run to close out the season?
Well, we'll find out what exactly it equates to, but I thought it was a productive week, and with the bye coming when it did for us, it was an opportunity to hopefully get some guys that have been playing a little bit banged up to feel a little bit better. And one more week might give us a chance to get a couple guys that have been out back in. And, you know, I think it's big for us this week to, you know, we get back into a normal week of preparation of kind of picking up. And I like the way, you know, there is a rhythm to the season. And the bye, I think it was a good time for us. And I think we maximized what we could out of it. But you do got to get back into the game week mode. And so we've got to make sure we do that this week. But, you know, what it equates to, I guess we got to find out. But I think it was good, and I know our players felt good, and I liked their energy we had yesterday, and we just need to keep stacking some days together in preparation so we can hopefully play our best game Saturday.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.